with Queenie Brundret as part of Andrea's HSC Australian History option. Recorded the 9th of September 1989 at Mrs. Brundret's house in Narrewarren North. My hypothesis is that people living in Narrewarren North during the Depression of 1930 mainly had to keep themselves entertained at home because of a lack of outside social activities. Okay, could you please tell me how old you were during the Depression, you say, your exact age in
1935?
1935. Well, I would have been 18, wouldn't I? 18.
I could say we came down here
in 1926. Yes, that's right. I would have been 18. Okay. You were living in Narrewarren North with your family at the time, and there was 9 of you. Could you sort of say the exact ages of your brothers, or just similar differences between the ages?
Well, the brother next to me, he was 3 years younger than me. And then the others all went down in, 18 months, 2 years, you know.
So there was quite a few gaps between you and the youngest.
Yes. You get.
Okay. And this is, as you know, it's about the Depression decade and in the years between 1930 and 1939. Did any of the members of your family, say your mum and dad, the members that were old enough to work, did they find that it was hard to get access to full-time work in around this area?
Well, see, there was none. We had a market garden.
Yes.
And my brothers, as they left school, stopped home and worked the market garden.
Yeah.
Well, I, myself, if I was out of work, I helped out on the garden.
Oh, right.
Otherwise, I went out to where there was being a baby born, mum was going to hospital, and I'd take over the family what was home and look after them because she came home again.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yes, yeah. And I did quite a few around Narre North and a lady up at Hallam.
Yeah.
I worked up there. And then after that, what did I do? I went and packed apples for a while. Yeah. Babies run out, so I went and packed apples.
This wouldn't be Montague's Apple Orchard, would it?
No. It was a place up in Beckett Road.
Yeah.
Do you remember where the little old house was up there? Ray's used to have it as a store house.
Yes, I think I've seen it,
Years ago. Well, there was a couple had that place and I had an orchard and I packed apples for them.
Oh, right.
And where Fromholes live now, well, there was an orchard there. I don't know what Fromholes have got now. But there was an orchard there, Mr. and Mrs. Ray Bailey, David's mother and father from the store. And I worked for them for a while packing apples.
Oh, right.
And that was some of the jobs that was around. One of my sisters, the sister next to me, she, after she left school, she packed apples up at Jim Bailey's up here where the dam is at the bottom of the hill.
Oh, yes.
And she packed apples up there, so that was, you know, but the boys, they all stopped home. As they left school, they stopped home, because otherwise they'd have had to go to Dandenong to work.
And that's where your families?
No, we lived in Narrewarren North.
Yes.
But they would have had to go to Dandenong, see, because there was nothing around here.
Oh, right, yeah.
The places around here were about 1920. 4 to 25 were broken up by the closer settlement into 16, 19 acre blocks, and you had to apply for a block, and they were to grow vegetables or cut flowers on them. And that's all what these blocks were, where the horse thing is now, they have the, you know, thing.
Yeah.
Well, that was the market garden there.
On the exact ground?
On the exact ground.
Oh,
That was a riding, that was the market garden there.
Yeah.
Well, he left, the man that owned it there, he left it, and it was vacant for quite a while, and then another family went into it. And then they left it, and it was taken over again by the closer settlement. That's when the riding came.
I never knew that. I thought it's always been a riding area.
No, that was that. And where, now where these houses are, all down Fox Road, that was all my father's.
Oh, really?
When he came here, he applied for one block. See, you could only apply for one block. And he applied for a block, and it was granted to, had to go and lobby before a board, and it was granted to him. So he came back, we were living in Yarra Junction, and he came back and told us that he applied for this block. So we waited for the mail and we got the letter to say that he'd been granted this block. And we shipped it over here then. Well, he came over and with another man built the house. And then we came over here to live. And now, see, he owned this first block here.
Right
on the corner. After some time, he got enough money that he could take over this block, see. And then there was another block that came on the market. A man got, he was a bachelor, and he left his block. So Dad put in and he got that. So we had three
quite
blocks
a few.
Then. Well, as he said, if the boys are going to stop home, I'll have to have more land, see.
Oh, so that everyone can get some work in.
Yes. So
that's a good idea.
That's what happened to that.
Oh, great. That was the next question. That's good. I wanted to know what sort of work your family had during those years.
Well, that was all market garden.
So the whole family sort of joined in together to help bring in the income.
Yes, all bring in the income.
Oh, that was great. Okay, so doing this sort of work, your whole family into market gardening, did you find that during the Depression years it caused financial hardship to your family at all?
Yes, but we were a fortunate lot because we had our own vegetables, which we grew. We had a cow, which we had our milk and butter. We had chooks, which we had, and our eggs.
Oh, great.
And Dad always run a few pigs down on the bottom end of the property. So he'd kill a pig, and we'd have our own bacon then.
Oh, that's good.
And that was good. Well, then, when he went to market, if he took in, say, cabbages and silver beet carrots, and he couldn't sell them all, the man next to him might have apples and pears and something or other vegetables that we didn't grow, so they would swap.
Of a variety.
I got a variety, and the other man would go home with the variety.
Oh, that's great.
And that was good, yes. But otherwise, though, nobody had any money. Up here at the nursery, I was working up the nursery for a while then, and they had to burn the roses. They couldn't sell them.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you were, out of Narrewarren North, you were really one of the lucky families.
One of the lucky families. There was another family lived up where the pink house is over here in the corner.
Yeah.
They were English people. And because they had their own vegetables and a cow and that.
Yeah.
But anybody that had their own vegetables and a cow, a few chooks, because everybody had chooks.
Yeah.
you had your own substantial food.
So you didn't to get so much extra money to live?
No. Meat, Mum would have bought a bit of meat lot, but I'd say, we might as well have a chook, or Dad would say, well, I'll kill a pig next week.
Yeah.
And we'd use some of it as pork, and then the other we'd salt down and make the bacon out of.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Mm. So were there many people around this area that sort of you know of that had very hard times during that time? Or was everyone mainly sort of as well off as you?
The ones that were living around here would have been more or less be able to, you know,
Living off their own,
Living off their own
land.
They could, well, I think everybody had a cow because you didn't get milk anywhere else. It was a farming community, you could say. Everybody had it and that.
Yeah.
And that, because Dandy Market, it was very popular those days.
Yeah.
You didn't see the stores then like you do now. There was a lot of them that have scraps of material that they would buy from the warehouses in Melbourne. Yeah. And you could buy a scrap of material and make up something, you know. Small children, you'd make up clothes for them out of that, you know. And then there was a chap where Sonigans lived. He grew quite a few pears and he'd sell them for a shilling a case.
That's very, very inexpensive.
Well, see, you'd get a case of pears. Well, where there was nine of us, the time you took a couple of pears each out of the case, there wasn't many left. And Mum would stew them or make jam out of them or something.
So it was just as well that they didn't cost a lot.
A lot, yes. Well, that's where it was.
Okay. What would you say were the main forms of entertainment and recreation sort of around Narre Warren North in these years? For example, did you mainly keep yourself occupied at home during the days, or were there community dances?
Yes, there used to be dances occasionally up in the Narre Warren North Hall. North Hall. And the music was a chap used to play the piano and another chap used to play the concertina. Do you know what a concertina was like?
Not exactly.
Well, very much like you see them playing now, but not quite so many keys on them. They weren't as long, like now they're very big, don't they? They have a lot of keys they can go up.
Yeah.
Well, these one, this what this old chap used to play was only a short one. But we'd dance all night, really, and the floor used to go up and down like that. But there was a Mr. Tom Jones used to play the piano.
Yeah.
And then after some time, he gave it away, and David Bailey's father, he played the violin.
Oh, right.
And then there was Mr. Ned Asling used to play the concertina.
Yeah.
And that was our orchestra.
What age is that? Was it a whole family night, or...?
Yes. Like ones now, Mrs. Ray. You remember old Mrs. Ray? Mrs. George Ray?
I don't think I've actually met her, but...
No, well, she passed away some years ago. But, so she had a family.
Yeah.
And, well, now, how old... Oh, goodness gracious, it's terrible, isn't it? When we came down here, what'd she have then? She would have had a boy then, I think. Fred, I think she would have just had the one boy. She used to take him and others, you'd see, and they'd take the babies, if they were just babies, and they'd roll them up and they'd put them under the seat or put them in the ladies' room.
While they were dancing,
yes. It was real, you know. Well, my mother and father didn't go because there was too many of us.
Yeah.
And see, the young ones, well, was too... And we had no... Oh, well, we did after we'd been here a while. We had a little truck we used to go up in, you know. But there was others used to go. I used to go.
Okay.
My brother next to me, we used to go to the dances.
Oh, did they... cost much? Could everyone afford to go around the area, or was it a free night out?
No, never cost much. Well, I'll tell you what, the church was going and they had, dinner or supper there or afternoon tea, was threepence.
Oh, right.
To go and have something, you know. And
so
that was through the Depression. There wasn't much on at all, really, you know. Because people didn't have the money to go.
So What did you mainly do? How did you keep yourself occupied during the Depression?
I just stopped at home and, you know, because people then, there was no wirelesses or no TVs. Well, the kids all went to bed early.
Oh, right.
See, there was nothing to sit up for. And you only had a kerosene lamp.
Yeah.
Or candles. So there was nothing to sit up for. You didn't sit up to read or listen to the telly or anything like that. You had to go to bed.
So all you really did was, for entertainment, you just talk with the family and go outside in the garden.
Yes, go out or go out and play outside and while it was daylight. And you came in and had to wash your hands and face and go to bed.
Oh, right.
See, so, and of course, where there was children in the family, the older ones all had chores to do.
Yeah.
Different, you know, jobs that they had to get and do.
Oh, right. Okay. So, great. How about sport? Did many people in Narrowa North play sport? Were there sporting clubs on or sporting activities?
Well,
this is still during the Depression years.
Yes. Oh, I don't think there was much. There might have been the cricket club might have been going, and there used to be tennis, but just tennis that you'd go up and have a hit, you know, up the tennis court, really, you know.
So if you...
Because people weren't, they didn't have the money to spend if anybody had a truck or anything to get petrol for.
Oh, right. Yes, I see.
So you didn't waste your money. You had to think, oh, well, now we've got to live tomorrow and we've only got so much.
You couldn't waste it on just going out and playing tennis or something like that when it's not going to help you live. Great. And how about, were there any clubs or associations formed that maybe didn't cost much, like similar to Rotary Club or a women's club? There was nothing like that around in Narrowa North at the time.
I think there might have only been a church.
What was that, just a ladies club joined onto the church?
Well, it was more as just the members that went to the church, like, you know.
And what would you do when you went to this association? Like, could you describe what it was?
I can't remember, I don't know if the mother... The mother's club was going then for the school, so I wasn't interested in that. So I can't. See, it's hard to, this is what I'll say, it's hard to go back over that time.
Yeah, especially if you weren't involved in certain
things. If you were, yes, this is what the trouble was, see.
Yeah.
If you were, if it was anybody in there, 20, 25, could remember what happened, well then they may be able to remember something.
Yeah, you know, I understand that's the trouble when
you're only, well, say a kid, as they all cut classes, kids when we're 18, well, there was nothing much for you to do. Just at that time, like, you know, that was the trouble.
Okay, great. Well, this will be the concluding question now. Do you think that the Depression itself, that time span between 1929, 30 to 39, do you think it had a significant effect on your own and your family's life? Like, afterwards, did it change much?
Well, I don't think it went up until 1939, did it?
In different areas, it would have gone up to different areas.
Different years.
Yes, like different places from the city to here. Like, we could have recovered a lot more quickly in Narrowa North than other areas.
Other areas. Yes. I don't think.
So you found it was an easy recovery because you weren't so affected in the first place.
It didn't affect us so much in the first place. I know there was a lot of people. And especially in the town, like now in Melbourne, see, people well, more or less a lot of them were starving people.
Yeah.
And they had soup kitchens for them, you know, that they would, some organisation would make up these soup kitchens or that and give them cups of soup and that. But see, we didn't have anything like that out here. And we didn't have, in some places, I can remember them talking about having a lot of people going around looking for jobs to get just a couple of bob, you know, for cutting wood or something like that. Well, we didn't have much of that out here. I can only remember, I think, one or two men that came to my mother and knocked at the door and asked could they cut the wood. Well, see, we were all fit and able to do those jobs. We weren't looking for anybody to do those jobs, see.
And the community as a whole was pretty well...
I think pretty the well community at the whole was pretty good out here.
Yeah.
Because, as I say, everybody, if you were on the land, well, and you see, you couldn't get milk anywhere else. Yeah. You had to have a cow. And everybody those days had fowls. Well, if you got a cow and you can separate your milk and get your butter,
yeah,
and whole milk and have a cup, few chooks, you got your eggs. And everybody had,
you need.
Yes, and everybody had a piece of ground they could dig up and put some vegetables in. But really, you had enough to survive on.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Thank you very much for all the information you've given me, because I'm sure it's going to be a big help to my history option.
Yes, you know, I can't think that, but I don't think my brother Charlie would be able to tell you any more
than what I've done. Yes.
Because, see, he was that much younger.
But he would only remember the things that were...
Well, he would have only remembered the school, really.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's great. That's not really what I'm after.
No.
What you've given me will be a great help.